What did Jesus say to do in times like these? Of course, Jesus was speaking regarding the things that people would face in the future. And in John 16 at verse 33, Jesus said, "In this world ye shall have tribulation." The translations of that would be trials and sorrows. And as a result of that, he said, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Jesus in John chapter 17 went on to say, "These disciples of mine are not of the world, Father, even as I am not of the world," and continue to bless them as they go through. And of course, if we remember him, we'll take joy in the remembrance of the Lord, even in the time of a pandemic. Let us be people then who follow the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ in his right way. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 3, we're told to guard ourselves with the peace of God, and let ourselves be not anxious in anything, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Be a person of prayer during a time like this. For we face the uncertainty times, but we face them with the Lord, in the Lord. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 21 and following, he says, "Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundant, above all that we ask or think, through the power that rests within us, be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end." Notice it's in relationship with the Lord in his body, the church, that we're to find ourselves glorifying, putting light upon the Lord. As a result of that, we find ourselves being the people that God would have us to be. This message brought to you by the Crockett Church of Christ, located at 7484 Highway 4 West, Senatobia, Mississippi, 38668. Come and visit us if you can. Thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson.